The Scenic Drive with Rian. Take me
home. 4 to 7 p.m. weekdays on Jacaranda FM.
You know Harold. Harold's from the relationship hotline. You know that guy from the ads.
I wonder if he's found a safe word yet. His latest advert. He asks if he's going to get a safe word.
Listen to this.
Dear Harold, I need advice. My physical attraction to my boyfriend has diminished ever since he started getting bald. I love him so much, though. What do I do?
Yes, see, that's, not nice.
Well, it's unconventional, but why don't you two try adding an Egyptian or a Persian to your relationship? That kind of extra flavor can be good for a couple. Check with the BF first, but I'm sure he won't mind getting underneath one.
No.
I'm talking about rugs, darling. You'll be amazed what that new look can do for you.
It's good.
Love that. Oh, sure. Man.
Get underneath the Persian.
Dear Harold, I have feelings for my aunt. Do I tell her?
Oh?
I am 20 and she's 47.
Whoa! Feelings for my aunt. I'm 20, she's 47.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Are you sure about these feelings or aren't you? See what I did there. I guess age is just a number, but maybe you should try branching out from your family tree, okay?
Okay. Yes, here's someone's voice that we had needed to change. This is a real thing.
Huh?
It's a real thing.
Hey, Harold, I'm a 28-year-old man and I love to wear nappies and my girlfriend doesn't know. But I'm really scared that if I tell her, she'll leave me. Please help me. I'm anonymous from Johannesburg.
It's a thing.
What?
People wear nappies.
So that they don't have to go to the toilet?
No,
or
it's
just
a thing.
Because it feels lecker?
Heaven.
It's a fetish.
Neman.
Yeah.
I don't see this as an issue at all. Ladies love a diaper man. Well, a dapper man, but close. My advice here is to remember two things. Honesty is the best policy, and it's okay to spoil yourself, but it's never okay to soil yourself.
That's brilliant.
Such
wow.
Practical advice.
Wow.
Oh. A dapper.
Hi, I'm Denise from Benoni. So I'd just like to know what a balanced relationship looks like to you.
That's a good question. What's a balanced relationship look like to Harold?
Denise, doll, balance is so important, whether it's at home or on holiday or in the shower before work. If you lose your balance, you won't have any fun. It's all about giving and taking, and giving and taking as often as possible.
Hey! Lani?
Lani,
any giving and taking
tonight? Wait. Uh-huh. Yes.
Probably more giving than taking.
Yeah.
We're balanced.
Equal opportunity.
Yes.
May I just say that the strap-on is the top seller in South Africa. All you need is love. Harold's relationship hotline. So remember, he was answering questions about diapers and balance. Here we go.
Hi, Harold. I'm not very attractive, short, balding, and very overweight. But people sound very funny. Does personality really count that much? Peter from Wonderboom.
A lot of people wonder about that. Let's find out.
Well, Peter, of course it does. Really, personality is all that counts. The bigger the better, if you ask me. Plus, I find that people generally tend to close their eyes when they're screaming. From laughter.
That's they laugh at you, they don't look at you, it's basically.
Hi, Harold. I'm obviously gay, so I want to know, where apart from church does one actually meet half-decent guys? By the way, are you single? Jonathan from Pretoria.
Good question.
Sounds like you're confessing to looking for a spark in your love life. Might I suggest a little Tinder to get the fire going? I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for, and in no time, you'll be thanking the heavens for your perfect match. See?
I guess it. He's not interested.
Hi, Harold. I've been married now for 6 years, and my mother-in-law keeps interfering in our marriage. What can I do to make her stop meddling? It's Sakia from Brakpan.
happens quite often. Mm.
Sacky Sacks, in my opinion, a mother-in-law should never be allowed to stir the pot without serving a three-course meal afterwards. I suggest you let your partner and their mommy know that your relationship is just between the two of you, and if you ever did want to add a third, it probably wouldn't be her. Two dolls.
Ever heard of this kind of thing?
Hi, Harold. It's Andre here from Pretoria. My girlfriend and I have an agreement when it comes to matters of the bedroom. Is there something like a perfect sexual agreement?
A sexual agreement?
It's like friends with benefits.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Mm-mm.
Sexual agreement.
Ooh, 50 shades of, is that okay? You see, unlike the lotto, the perfect sexual agreement is one where everyone wins. Just make sure you have a safe word, and if you're struggling to come up with one of your own, you can always use mine. Smooches!
There we go.
Here it is.
All right. The Scenic Drive with Rion.